Salesforce Mobile SDK enables developers to build custom mobile applications tailored to their specific business and UI needs. With the release of Salesforce Mobile SDK 8.2, you can now include custom notifications in your mobile SDK applications. This has been a huge request from our customers, who will now be able to leverage all the great aspects of the Salesforce Notification Builder feature. The Salesforce Notification Builder feature has been a major hit with Salesforce admins everywhere. Admins can create custom notifications for a targeted audience, define when to trigger the notification, what message to display, and which users to notify. All with just a few clicks. Until now, only users of desktop browsers and Salesforce-built mobile apps have been able to take advantage of these custom notifications. With the release of Salesforce Mobile SDK 8.2, custom notifications are available in your mobile SDK-built applications. If this is your first introduction to Salesforce Mobile SDK, learn more in the Mobile SDK Trail. Feature highlights. Leverage new and existing custom notifications in your mobile SDK applications. Leverage iOS and Android templates for a starter application that includes custom notifications. Easily add custom notifications to your existing applications. Notification types and triggers can all be packaged and distributed with your connected app. Display notification list tray. Display number of unread notifications. Learn about all the new features in Mobile SDK 8.2 and the Mobile SDK for iOS and Android release notes. Mobile SDK and custom notifications. In order to use custom notifications with Mobile SDK, you'll need to complete a few steps. You can find more information in the Notification Builder help pages and the Mobile SDK Developer's Guide. Set up custom notifications with Mobile SDK. Set up notifications with Notification Builder. Configure push services from the device technology provider, Apple for iOS, Google for Android. Configure your Salesforce connected app definition to enable push notifications. Configure your Mobile SDK app to receive push notifications. iOS only, add extension to decrypt notifications. Optional, set up Mobile SDK for notifications list tray and unread count features. Add custom UI code to your Mobile SDK app. Call the push notification resource of the Connect REST API. You'll notice that these are the same steps to set up standard push notifications with Mobile SDK. If you have already done that for your Mobile SDK apps and you've been previously using Notification Builder, there's nothing left to do. Creating a new app. If you're just getting started with your Mobile SDK application, you can grab one of the following templates to get begin. The templates provide a starter application with push notifications. Simply add your business logic and custom UI, and you're ready to go. Android. Use the Android native Kotlin template, which creates a starter application with push notifications for Android devices. iOS for 8.2, you can find push notifications in the Mobile Sync Explorer Swift and the iOS encrypted notification templates. The Mobile Sync Explorer Swift template includes push notifications and offline capabilities in your starter application. The iOS encrypted notification template includes an example extension to decrypt content before it is provided to the user. More details about this decryption are discussed later in this blog. Adding custom notifications to an existing app. If you already have an existing mobile SDK application and would like to add custom notifications, we've made it a simple process. Android custom applications. If your existing Android application already supports push notifications, the app will be able to receive push notifications without any additional changes in the app. If you don't already have push notifications set up, make sure to follow the steps in the Mobile SDK Developer's Guide about push notifications. iOS custom applications. If your existing iOS application already supports push notifications, the app will be able to receive push notifications containing the title of the notification without any changes in the app. The body of the notification is encrypted. Apps will need to use a notification service app extension to decrypt the content before it's provided to the user. Our encrypted notification template includes an example extension. Once the extension is in place, decrypting only takes one call to the SDK. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Notification list tray feature. For iOS applications, the Mobile Sync Explorer Swift template also includes endpoints to be able to display the notification list tray, so the user can see all the recent notifications that are marked as unread. For Android and React Native applications, the endpoints are available to also show the notification list. We plan to include this in the Android and React Native templates in a future release. Unread Notifications Indicator. For iOS applications, the Mobile Sync Explorer Swift template also includes the ability to identify how many notifications are still unread by the user. In the starter app created by this template, you'll see this appear as an icon with a number of unread notifications listed. For Android and React Native applications, the endpoints are available to also show the unread list in your application. As above, we do plan to include this in the Android and React Native templates in a future release. Conclusion. Mobile SDK provides developers complete control over the UI and business logic of their mobile applications. Custom notifications allow administrators to deliver just-in-time messages to users for important events. Now, you can build amazing custom mobile applications and keep your end users in the know with all the same notifications available in the Salesforce mobile app. About the authors. Sue Berry is a director of product management at Salesforce, where she focuses on Salesforce Mobile. She's currently working on Salesforce Mobile SDK and the new mobile tools for LWC debugging. She has been building developer tools for over 15 years. Brianna Berman is a lead engineer on Salesforce Mobile SDK and has worked on Salesforce Mobile products for the last 7 years.